Soldiers attacked Tamil Tiger rebels in Sri Lanka with tanks, mortars and artillery in fighting that killed 23 guerrillas and 7 soldiers, the military said today. As the continuing conflict in the north persists, the International Independent Group of Eminent Persons says that it's pulling out of the war-torn island. The team of foreign judicial and forensic experts says that the government has failed to investigate a series of high-profile abduction cases, including the killing of aid workers. Yehan Pereira is the executive director of the National Peace Council of Sri Lanka in Colombo. He says that both the Liberation Tigers of Talim Ilam and the Sri Lankan government are responsible for the abductions.
One type of abduction is largely undertaken by the LTTE, and these are abductions for recruitment purposes. You abduct people, abduct children, abduct grown-up people, and force them to go into the war. It is reported that even aid workers are not spared. They're being abducted or recruited, conscripted into the war. Then there's another category of people who are being abducted by unknown forces, but it is largely believed that these unknown forces are connected to the government, possibly Tamil paramilitary groups. It could even be members of the security forces who are abducting those who are suspected to have some links with the LTTE. And these abductions quite possibly lead to their being killed. On some occasions, they resurface again, and they are not willing to talk about their experiences. Probably they have a question at length about their relationships and to warn that they are not to come out and talk about it. These are the two types of abductions that we are.